Welcome back to the ABCs of Herbs. Morgan and I are delighted to be able to bring you this instant education method regarding herbs, supplements, and the ailments that they have traditionally resolved. And as much as we believe in the healing power of herbs, we encourage you to consult with your own health professional before starting any herbal program. We hope they have knowledge to assist you in your choices. Our little herb chats are never meant to diagnose or prescribe. These 10-minute talks occur every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. on the first and third Tuesdays and at noon on the second and fourth Tuesdays. All of the chats will be downloaded to www.dimensionsofhealth.net shortly after being recorded. So if you missed some, or if you want to hear more about the ailments, go to the herbs section of our website. Herbal education on the go. How does it get any better? Hi, this is Sherry Jakes, certified natural health professional and naturopath, and welcome today to Licorice Root. Licorice root is a very sweet herb, and it's used frequently in Chinese combinations, along with many Western combinations as well. It has been shown to be antispasmodic, antibacterial, and anti-inflammatory. These actions make it excellent for throat lozenges and ulcer remedies. It helps to destroy viruses and to stimulate and clear the lymphatic system. Licorice root also helps to stabilize blood sugar levels and is useful in treating both hypoglycemia and diabetes. Also Syndrome X, if you know what that is. That's what we call prediabetes. It improves stamina and endurance. The anti-inflammatory properties can be used in place of steroids, according to Stephen Horn in the Complete Guide to Nature Sunshine Products. Licorice increases energy in the body but is not highly stimulating. And sometimes, if your adrenals are really, really low, licorice can even put you to sleep. I haven't seen that happen but once or twice, but it's an amazing thing. In fact, I usually tell my clients that licorice picks me up when I'm lagging and it calms me down when I'm frantic. This herb has helped in cases of hyperactivity and also bedwetting in children. The Chinese seldom use licorice alone, but they include it as a catalyst in many of their formulas to normalize, balance, and harmonize the body from negative to a positive, healthy state. Licorice contains a glycoside, glyco meaning of sugar, that is many times sweeter than sugar, and it can be used in herbal teas for children, or adults for that matter, to mask the taste of other more disagreeable herbs. When I have clients who are addicted to alcohol or sugar, or soda or coffee, I have them use the licorice extract to diffuse that addiction because it's so much higher. It's 40 times sweeter than sugar overall. I'd like to address another use for licorice root: adrenal exhaustion, weakness, or burnout. In our society, we have so many different stressors that we live with every day. Kids, mortgages, bills, traffic, our job, even if our job is good, our relationships. We eat poorly, breathe shallowly, exercise infrequently. We multitask to excess. When we're quiet, we use the computer. When we need entertainment, we spend too much time on the television. And really, all of these excesses create adrenal exhaustion. An additional cause of tired adrenals is cigarette smoking, another addiction that is helped by licorice root. People tell me they smoke to relax, but the paradox here is that nicotine is really a vasoconstrictor, meaning it makes the veins in the extremities constrict. It also, smoking wears out the adrenal glands. When people are ready to quit smoking, and please hear that, when they're ready to quit smoking, I have them use the licorice root extract when they want a cigarette. If they still need to smoke, they have it. But if the licorice root calms them sufficiently, they wait until the next urge to smoke, which gradually helps them cut back. This has really also helped people get back to calmness. The other thing is that I found that when you get through your stressors during the day, it's a lot easier to sleep at night. So in addition to addictions and adrenal problems, just listen to this list of other common ailments and conditions that have been helped by licorice in the past. Allergies, anorexia, deficient appetite, arthritis, asthma, ADD, autoimmune disorders, bedwetting, bronchitis, cirrhosis of the liver, confusion, constipation, that mostly helps with children, dehydration, duodenal ulcers or duodenal ulcers, however you want to say it, eczema, emphysema, Epstein-Barr virus, that's the chronic fatigue, low estrogen, fear, fatigue, fibromyalgia, gastritis, hot flashes, itching, inflammatory bowel disorders like IBS, hypoglycemia, leaky gut syndrome, mood swings, pertussis, that's the whooping cough, psoriasis, schizophrenia, low sex drive, sore throats, ulcers. So I have to say, if you don't have a single one of those symptoms, God bless you. I'll tell you a quick story about one of my clients who had had a mastectomy, and after you have a mastectomy, the doctors won't let you have anything that has estrogen in it. So licorice is very, very low estrogenically. This lady was not allowed to take black cohosh for her hot sweats. She wasn't allowed to take anything, but he didn't say anything about licorice root. And she took a little bit of licorice root 3 times a day, and it totally got rid of her hot flashes without... It also helped her to quit smoking, but without affecting her estrogen levels, which is really cool. Stephen Horn says, and I quote, "For bedwetting, take before bed. For blood sugar problems, stress, or weak adrenals, take some licorice with breakfast, lunch, and with a mid-afternoon snack if you get tired in the afternoon. This is a great substitute for a candy bar, you guys. It also helps reduce sugar cravings, as I mentioned above. As an anti-inflammatory, Stephen says, take two capsules 3 times a day. And if you have a sore throat or irritated cough, empty the capsules and suck on the powder for relief of that. If you have ulcers, use 1 cap of the licorice ATC concentrate 2 to 3 times a day after meals for 3 to 4 weeks. So that would really, really help those ulcers. Now, the research on licorice root, per the Nature's Treasure Chest, the 7 clinical trials that they studied, one of the studies suggests that chronic fatigue syndrome, also known as CFS, sorry about that, may be due to low adrenal function resulting from different stressors which impact the communication between the hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and the adrenals. So those are 2 glands in the head, and then the adrenal glands, which are on top of the kidneys. Licorice root is known to stimulate the adrenal glands, as mentioned before. One case report described a man with chronic fatigue whose symptoms improved after taking 2.5 grams of licorice root daily. And I want to come now to the caveat. Although licorice root is a very safe herb, some cautions are necessary when you take, remember this, large doses of licorice for long periods of time. Licorice should be avoided in cases of high blood pressure or when taking digitalis. It can cause retention of water and sodium and excretion of potassium, which can cause edema, which is water retention, high blood pressure, heart palpitations. Vertigo, dizziness, which is dizziness, and headaches are an early symptom if you overuse licorice. So isn't it great the body tells you exactly what to do? Too much licorice, take less. You can also add a potassium supplement to counteract some of these effects, and taking the whole root of licorice is the best. There's a little licorice in almost every one of our 15 combinations, but I was going to tell you, just list some of the names of the others that Nature Sunshine carries. So it comes in the 100 count. It comes in the 50 count concentrated, which means 1 capsule equals 4 of the other. It comes in an extract form, which I use the most for people who need it immediately. It's in the zinc lozenges. It's in X Action for women. That helps with libido. It's in the Chinese VSC. It's in the Chinese Trigger Immune. It's in the Chinese Stress Relief and the Chinese Spleen Activator. It's also in Target P14, which is for the pancreas. It's in Target Endurance. Kind of gives you an idea here, right? It's in Stomach Comfort, skinny formula, red beetroot, pro-pancreas, and actually the list goes on, but I'm not going to keep going on and on. So as you can see, licorice is really, really something else. So I'm going to turn the mute mode off. Oh, I know, I would like to invite you, before I do that, I would like to invite you to the next Alphabetics of Herbs. That's Tuesday, next Tuesday, and it's at 6:30 p.m. Morgan will be talking about an M herb, so I'm guessing it might be marshmallow, it might be milk thistle. We'll just have to wait and see. So I'm turning mute off. And are there any questions today from the audience?
Hello, yes. I'd like to find you. You mentioned something about the precursor to diabetes as being...
Syndrome X.
Yeah, could you explain that a little more?
Okay, a lot of times when in our society they say diabetes runs in certain families, they say it runs in certain cultural groups, and that is possibly true, but the truth is that it's always correctable, not brittle diabetes, not diabetes 1, but syndrome X and diabetes type 2 are always correctable with diet and lifestyle changes. So syndrome X is the precursor to diabetes, which means that a person's blood sugar hasn't yet elevated to the point of being diagnosed as diabetes, but it's a person's getting there. So a lot of the symptoms of that are weight gain around the middle and sugar cravings and falling asleep during strange parts of the day. So those are some of the symptoms for that syndrome X.
And how is that different than hypoglycemia?
They're very similar. What some people who have hypoglycemia, they get faint or dizzy, and they'll notice, or grumpy. I personally get grumpy. And I know that my blood sugar is starting to drop, and I need to eat something, a protein usually, to bring my blood sugar back up. It's a little different with, because hypoglycemia is low blood sugar. Syndrome X is high blood sugar. So there's the difference. They're comparable because they both lead to prediabetes. And so the goal is to get completely off of sugar and use complex carbohydrates instead of the simple carbohydrates.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And how does licorice root do that? I mean, in terms of you can take that and not cause the spikes in your blood sugar, is what you're saying?
Right, and what it does is, the cool thing about it is herbs always work, and they're very smart. So licorice is one of the smartest herbs I know. As I said in the little talk, when the body is exhausted, the adrenal glands are flagging, then it builds them up, it gives you stamina. But when you're frantic and your adrenal glands are stuck on high voltage, it calms it down. So that's the cool thing about it. It balances the body either way, if it's exhausted or if it's overstimulated.
So is it a liquid or a pill?
Well, like I said, it comes in 100 count as a capsule. It comes in a 50 count in the concentrate form. It comes in an extract. The people who I have getting off of sugar cravings and smoking, I use the extract with, because that gives it immediate, that the body responds within 5 minutes when you put the drops under the tongue and hold it there for 30 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry, I guess I missed that part. And so how do you determine how many drops you need, depending on if it's syndrome X or hypoglycemia?
Well, I usually muscle test that, frankly, but if you don't have someone who's handy to muscle test you, it says 15 to 20 drops on the bottle. You put 15 to 20 drops under the tongue and you hold it there briefly, and you would do that 3 times a day. And that brings you to balance. So the thing about health is you don't wait until a symptom shows up. You don't wait until you're starving to eat, or you don't wait till you're dying of thirst to drink water. You drink during the day, you eat at healthy times and things like that. It's the same thing with herbs. You want to get them in there. You want to deliver them to the body so that the body doesn't get down to its low ebb of reserves.
Okay. Wow, I always learn something.
That's good. Thank you. Your questions are always good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's funny. I've got a brand new bottle of licorice root. I think I'm going to open it.
Good. Excellent. You know, I learn a lot from teaching the classes, too. So, well, thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate your questions, and we hope to hear from you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.